Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in once again to Issues Concerning Women. I am your host, Francine Allen Huxley, and we're on every Thursday night at 8:30. And we're just so happy that you're able to join us again for Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. Tonight we want to say Merry Christmas to everyone. We hope you're having a happy holiday season and that you're using all the skills that we've taught you all year long about budgeting and using your debit card instead of using a credit card. But we still want you to have a good time, enjoy your family, and do something special for someone, even if it's just picking up the phone, giving them a call, and giving them a happy holiday wish. There's so many ways we can contact our family members now. Even if we can't speak to them on the phone, we can text and we can send e-cards and Facebook messages. So reach out and touch someone that you haven't talked to lately. I'm sure they will love to hear from you. Tonight, since it is the holiday season, we're going to continue on with talking about leadership and how to be great in our businesses and moving forward into 2011, because that's what it's all about. We have to keep moving forward. Even though this is a season that we celebrate our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we do want to edify him and lift him up in everything that we do. But we also want to let you know that we are here for you. If you need anything, if you want to contact Issues Concerning Women, please give me a call. I'm in Virginia Beach, Virginia, but I'm just a phone call away, and my telephone number is 757-567-6734. That's 757-567-6734. You can go to their website, which is www.issuesconcerningwomen.com. Issuesconcerningwomen.com. We want to talk about the law of integrity tonight. And great business leaders is characterized by honesty, truthfulness, and straight dealing with every person under all circumstances. And this is one of the laws of leadership. So it takes a great leader, and a great leader also has to be a great follower, because you always want to improve where you are by looking at who's doing what. What are they doing to be successful? We talk about no longer being afraid of the fall, and that's one of my key issues this year for 2010 going into 2011, not being afraid to be successful, not being afraid to look at what somebody else is doing and mimic what they're doing. We're not saying copy or steal their ideas. We're just saying nothing's new under the sun. Figure out a way to make it work for you. Don't just wait for somebody to give you a great idea. I'm sure you have many ideas and you've been blessed with many gifts. Use them for your own benefit. Use them to be that leader that you should be. Use them to prosper and use them for the passion that you have for your business. And going into the end of the year, we're excited about that because we know that something new and wonderful is ahead of us. We're not rushing it to get here, but we're just excited about it. But while we're still working out these things during the holiday seasons and we're busy and we're with the hustle and the bustle and trying to be with our families, we still have to set aside a few moments to think about where we're going and get prepared for 2011. The law of integrity requires that you be impeccably honest with yourself and with others, as Emerson said. Guard your integrity as a sacred thing. Nothing is at last sacred but the integrity of your own mind. Isn't that wonderful when you think about how we move in and out of our lives day in and day out, and how we used to say, my word is my bond. Does anybody remember that? We used to say, that's all I have is my word. If I give you my word, then I'm going to do what I say I'm going to do. So many agreements have been made on just that statement and just a handshake. We didn't have to do contracts and that sort of thing, but we learn because everybody is not about their business, so we do have to do things that are going to abide us our due rights and our fees that we charge and talk about how and describe what we're doing if we're working for an individual or we're doing a service or promoting a company, we do have to have contracts these days. But wouldn't it be nice that if we could go back to the good old days? I don't want to go back. I just want to know that when I speak to another human being and they shake my hand and tell me they're going to do something, they're going to do just that. Integrity lies at the core of leadership, at the heart of the leader. Everything you do revolves around the person you really are inside. And the person you really are inside is always demonstrated by your actions, the things that you do and say. So as a leader, if you say you're going to do something, what did we just say? My word is my bond. I'm going to keep my word. I promised you I would be at my meeting and meet with you at 2, then that's what I expect you to do. If something comes up, what would a great leader do? You will call and let that person know you're going to be late because their time is important. And perfect example, today I had an appointment with a hair salon, and I was supposed to be there at noon, but of course at noon the parking lot was packed because it was at the mall. And I just wanted to, you know, get in there and be on time, but it was 11:55. I knew I would be 5 minutes late, so I decided I should call her because her time is important. She is in the service industry. She's there to service me, and it's my duty to be there on time so that she's able to do what she needs to do. Oh, so many times we complain about the beautician having another customer in the chair, but what happens when you're late and you just got her standing there waiting on you? So be about your business. If you say you're going to do something, then do what you say you're going to do. Leadership has been defined as the ability to get followers. For people to follow you, to subordinate their interests to yours, they must be able to believe in you and be willing to commit their time, money, and energy to you. Leadership is therefore a trust conferred upon you by others. To earn this trust, to deserve this trust, you must be true to yourself. You must live in truth with yourself. Only then can you live in truth with everyone else in your work and in your life. So what is that saying about being a leader? If you want someone to follow you and you say that you have the leadership skills, then they must be able to trust you. Nobody wants to follow anybody into the pits of hell. You know, if you're doing everything wrong and your business is falling apart, why would anybody want to follow you? You know, they are going to be looking at you and going, you know, I thought you knew what you were doing. But, of course, we all make mistakes, and we sometimes get a little bit ahead of ourselves, but a great leader would know that somebody is following them, they're watching them, and especially if you're mentoring somebody, you always want to be available to them, but you also need to let them know when you make a mistake and be honest about it and let them know, hey, guess what, guys, I made a mistake today. I didn't cross all my I's and dot all my T's, but we're going to move forward from right here because we can't change the past. We can apologize for it. We can make it up in any way that we can, and then we just move forward. Perhaps the most important thing you do as a leader is to be a good role model. You lead that example. Walk the talk. Wow, isn't that exciting? Walk the talk. Live the life. Always carry yourself as though everyone is watching, even when no one is watching. Isn't that just amazing? An analogy of walk the talk. If you say you can do something, then you best be able to do it. Live your life accordingly, especially if you're in a high position and you want people to respect you. You live your life how you want to be treated. If you're out there doing things that you don't have any business doing, you're doing underhanded deals and being shady, you're not getting things done on time, you're not paying people when they need to get paid, you're not meeting your appointments on time, you're just acting like the world owes you something, then guess what? You're going to be in trouble in just a little bit. Nobody's going to want to follow you, especially if you're trying to build your business. And that's what we're talking about tonight, not only building your business, but what about building your career? If you're in an office situation. So apply these principles the same, whether you're in a career, a business, or in your relationship. If you can't be trusted in these areas, then you have a problem, and you need to get some help and get some further coaching. Do good even when nobody's watching. Isn't that exciting? Such a term, we can use that even in this day and time. There's like, you know, it's your only dance. It's your only solo. Like, This is your last performance. Do that every time you are out in front of people, and even when nobody's looking, you still do the same thing. I had a situation where we sponsored a workshop, and it wasn't that many people there, probably maybe 8 or 9. But I still gave the best workshop I could because I knew these 8 or 9 people would gain so much by what I had to offer them. It didn't matter if we didn't have 20 people in the room, if that was our goal. But my mission was to go to the workshop to teach on those skills, whatever it was I was teaching on at that particular time, and be the best speaker that I could be, give them all the information. It did not matter if it was just one person there, there were no people there. I still would have stood there and did the workshop. Why? Because at first I promised I was going to do it. I set a time to do it and a place. I was there to do the service, and I performed and did what I was supposed to do. And we have to always remember, be excellent in everything that we do. And that's the first thing I tell anyone when I'm coaching them or mentoring them, that you have to be excellent in everything that you do, whether it's one person or 1,000 people. Good leaders are completely reliable. People can take them at their word and trust them that they will do what they say. They make promises carefully, and then they always keep their word. Just like I was saying before, you keep your word because your word is your bond. That's all you have to go on, especially if people don't know you, if you're traveling from out of town, and let's say they've called you in to be a speaker, or you're promoting your books or your business. You want to be on time. You want to be about your business. You want to have your materials ready to hand out if that's what it called for. You want to give them what they asked you for. Because I know a lot of times speakers will be called in to speak, and they don't ever touch on the topic that they're paid for. And that's not fair to the person who commissioned you or to your audience, because if they're there to learn about mentorship and all you teach on is about career building, then that's a problem, you know. So be about your business. Do what you say you're going to do and keep your word. A key mark of integrity in human relationships is consistency, both internal and external. The best leaders are consistent from one day to the next, from one situation to the next. Because of this internal consistency, these leaders are trusted. People know what to expect. There are no surprises. So when you're called out to, whether you're a speaker or author or coach, or you're in another service business, a hairdresser, masseuse, whatever your business is, caterer, whatever you're doing, you be the best that you can be. And when you're going out to perform a service, you be on time, you do what you say you're going to do, you provide the services that you say you're going to provide. Because that way people will talk about you to other people. That's your word of mouth business. They're going to tell how wonderful you were, how prompt you were, how you delivered everything that you said you were going to do, and how they have no problem recommending you to do something. Being consistent also means that you treat everyone the same. You do not have one persona for an important client and another for a subordinate. As Thomas Carl wrote, you can tell a big person by the way he treats little people. That's an excellent point. So if whether it's the car mechanic or the bishop at your church, you treat them the same. It does not matter. If you put somebody on a higher plane than someone else, guess what? You're going to hurt feelings. One, you're going to lose clients. Two, you're going to make yourself look like you don't know what you're doing because you don't know how to treat people. And then, of course, if you can't treat them correctly, they can't trust you. And if they can't trust you, they can't refer you to anyone. If they can't refer you to anyone, your business is going to suffer. So make sure that you treat people the same, because you never know who you're actually talking to unless you know them personally. If you meet someone and just because they don't look like you're thinking they should look or sound like the way you think they should sound, you still treat them nicely because you don't know who they are. It's been many situations where I've been treated differently when they did not know who I was, and then when they found out, it was a whole different ballgame. Perfect example, I was at a luncheon at the college here, Bratton Stratton College, and I had met this lady before, and she kept looking at me, and I knew exactly who she was, and she worked at a bank, and I happened to be there negotiating a contract, but I was in contract in clothes. I wasn't in a suit because it was for a cleaning contract, so we were negotiating that. So she didn't have too much to say, but when she met me at the college when I had on the suit and had my little briefcase, she treated me totally different. She was like, hi, I remember you, I know you. And then from that day on, she would make conversation with me if I happened to stop by the bank or was checking on the crew. She did not know that I was a business owner, but that should not have mattered to her. She still should have been nice to me. So I never, ever forget that. And every time I think about her, I laugh because I say, you never know who you're breaking bread with and who you're sitting next to. And just because I didn't look like I was important the first time she met me, she just assumed that I was just one of the cleaning people, and she just would not give me the time of day. So you just have to be careful how you treat people. And I'm going to repeat that phrase. You can tell a big person by the way he treats little people, and we must never, ever forget that. There are two basic types of leadership in business today, transactional and transformational. Transactional leadership is the ability to direct people, manage resources, and get the job done. But the transformational leadership, the most important form of leadership today, is the ability to motivate, inspire, and bring people to higher levels of performance. And that's what we try to do here at Issues Concerning Women. That's why I love this when I was doing the research on this, how it talked about motivating and inspiring and bringing people to where they need to be. Because sometimes we all need a little push. You know, we have our passion and we know what we want to do, but we just need that little push for somebody to come along and hold our hands for a little while. And I know that when I was first starting my business, I didn't have that. And I so wish I had somebody that I could talk to and mentor to me. And that's why it's so important to me with this organization that we do that, that we step out there on faith and we open ourselves up to helping women and men and their families get to where they need to go. And that's a part of being who we are and all about what we do as we try to empower the women today. Transformational leadership is the ability to touch people emotionally, to empower them to be more and to contribute more than they ever have before. This ability enables transformational leaders to elicit extraordinary performance from ordinary people. Leaders think about the future. They think long term. They think about how they want to be viewed by others now and later in life. Because of this long-term perspective, they never sacrifice their integrity or their reputations for a short-term goal or profit. There is a great relationship between your feelings of self-confidence and self-esteem on the one hand and your levels of integrity and truthfulness on the other. The more you live your life according to your values, the better and happier you will feel about yourself no matter what happens around you. This program is so exciting when we talk about being a leader and helping others, when we talk about motivating and inspiring. That's what we do here at Issues Concerning Women. If you need help for whatever reason, we have programs that you can go to our website and you can find out what we do here. If you haven't read about us online, you can go to www.issuesconcerningwomen.com. We have so many programs that are available to you. No matter where you live, we're able to help you get on the right track. And we're going to be doing something new in 2011. If you're listening to this broadcast and you need help trying to figure out what your passion is, I'm going to offer a special for the month of January. Anybody that contacts me, and you can call me on my cell phone, and that's 757-567-6734. Or you may go to my website and send me an email there, or you can email me personally at cinedesign@aol.com. What I would like to do, and this is something I've never done before, so I don't know how this is going to work, but I want to try it. If you need coaching, if you need help with your leadership skills, you need help developing your business, I normally start my fees around $75 an hour. But I'm going to open my heart to you and teach what I learned for whatever donation you would like to give to Issues Concerning Women. God laid this on my heart. I've talked over with some of my mentors and business partners, and this is something that I want to do going into 2011. So if you're listening to the program tonight, or you know somebody who wants to start their own business, somebody who wants to write a book, somebody who needs coaching and leadership skills, somebody who just needs help finding out what their passion is, if you have them, call me at 757-567-6734 or email me at CINEDESIGN@AOL.com or go to my website at www.issuesconcerningwomen.com. I will donate the month of January for a small donation from you, whatever you feel like you can afford to help you get your business or career off the ground, or even with your personal relationship, because we have things that we do there as well. So whether it's business, career, or relationship coaching that you need, give me a call, email me, or go to my website, and I'm going to spend the whole month of January donating my time for a small donation from you. So I normally charge $75 an hour, but I'm going to let you pick what you think you can afford, and you're going to call me and let me know, and we're going to talk about it and discuss it, and I'm going to help you find your passion and all the things that you want to do going into 2011. That is something that has been heavy on my heart, and I just want to reach out to you and help you if I can. Now, let's talk about how can we apply this law immediately, the law of integrity, the leadership law. First, resolve to live in truth with yourself and with every person and situation in your life. Listen to your body and trust your intuition. Identify the main stress points and people problems in your life, and then ask yourself, what is the right thing to do in the situation to resolve this problem and alleviate this stress? Number two, ask yourself, what kind of a company would my company be if everyone in it was just like me? What personal habits or behaviors would you need to change to answer this question in the affirmative? Whatever they are, do something today toward being the very best person you can be. Oh, wow, this is interesting. Just, I'm so excited about this leadership and the things that we've learned over the past few months. And if you missed some of the programs, you can go back and listen to them. I've talked about all sorts of things from coaching to mentoring, and now we're on leadership. And we want you to be able to contact us, and my telephone number again is 757-567-6734. If you have questions about the laws of integrity, how you can apply that to your everyday life, and just think about what you do and how you do it and how you treat people. And if you had your own company, how would it be if it was everyone was just like you? Would it be a company that would prosper, or would they fail? So that's a powerful question. And what habits would you change? How would you make it a better company or a better organization with you being at the helm? Think about all of that as over the holidays, and we'll get back together next week or next Thursday. I'm so excited. Anytime I'm on the air, I hope that you learned something from this little passage that we put out today. I got this information through my research on the laws of business success, and the author is Brian Tracy. So I researched it, and I put this together so that you could be able to think about what you want to do leaving out of 2010, going into 2011, and how important our lives are as we become the leaders that we want to be. And remember, that's whether we're in leadership or entrepreneurship, leadership in our careers, or leadership in our relationships. Because a lot of times we just think of one area of our life that we need to work on. And many times it's the whole person that needs to get the work. So if that's your problem and you can't find what your passion is, you're not sure, you need help, I'm offering it for the month of January for a donation. If you contact me, I'll be willing to help you and give you a session. And like I said, I normally charge $75, but I'm going to let you pick what you can afford to pay as we go into the new year, because we know we're still not where we should be economically, but it does not matter what the world is doing. It matters what you're doing. How are you going to change the world and make it better for your children? How do you feel when you look in the mirror? Is there something you need to do different? Do you need to act different, to think different, if you want to make changes in your life? This is a great opportunity to do so. Issues Concerning Women is here to help you. We love what we do. We love to empower. And I can't say that enough time. We love to inspire and to bring people to higher levels of performance. We hope that you have gotten something great out of this program tonight. So please tell your friends and your family about Issues Concerning Women. We're always looking to connect. I've been so blessed this year. I've met people all over the United States, and I'm still meeting them. I had a lady call me this morning from Kansas City, and she is going to introduce me to some of her people that she works with and people from Atlanta. So I'm really excited. The show is just growing, loose and bounds, and we're just intrigued by everything that I'm learning, and we're going global, and I'm just really, really excited about it. I just can't wait to see what's going to happen in the coming year. And like I said, I'm not rushing it because I never want to rush a day. I want to have a full 24 hours to do what I need to get done. And if you're like most people, you're busy this holiday season, but just take some time to do something for somebody else. Just remember a reason for this season, that our Lord and Savior was born on Christmas Day. And just reach out to somebody. Maybe you haven't called somebody, a sibling or a parent. You haven't talked to them in a while. Just take a deep breath. Take the chance and call. Even if they don't answer, leave a message. Or you can Facebook them or text them. Let them know that you're still thinking about them and that you love them. Because, you know, time is short. We don't know what tomorrow may bring, but we're here right now, and we just want to do everything that we can to let others know that, you know, I've moved on. I've forgiven you for anything that you've done to me or to my family, and I have to just move forward. Because guess what? If you're holding malice in your heart, you can't lead anybody anywhere. You can't inspire anybody. You can talk about it, but they're not going to believe you. You won't have that extra little lighthearted twinkle in your eye if you're holding grudges against other people. And a lot of times that is the only thing that is keeping us from getting our blessing, is because we are holding unforgiveness in our heart. So let's just release that right now through this holiday season and just enjoy our families and our friends. Call an old friend that you haven't talked to, somebody that you miss terribly. They may not be receptive, but guess what? You did what you were supposed to do, and it makes you feel better. It's not for them. It's for you. Because guess what? They've gone on with their lives. And I just want to say thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. We'll be back next Thursday. I want you to have a merry, merry Christmas. And I will talk to you before the new year comes in. We are just so excited about everything that is going on in 2010 as we leave out and celebrate with your family and your friends. And we just want you to know that we appreciate you tuning in to our radio show, Block Talk Radio, Issues Concerning Women. If you'd like to call me, the number again is 757-567-6734. Go to our website, www.issuesconcerningwomen.com. Have a merry, merry Christmas. I'll talk to you next week. I want you to know that we're here for you. And don't forget about my special promotion for January. Tell a friend about it. Love you. And we hope that you'll be blessed and that you will be abundantly happy during this holiday season. So be careful, be safe, and we'll talk to you next week. God bless.